This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And since it's first day of school for Pittsburgh Public Schools and other school systems, we have an educational segment here to share. Paul, we're going to take you to an exhibit, and we welcome, and you can see, by the way, our guests on our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company at kdkradio.com. And we welcome Dr. Diane Bainan-Landers and also David Schofield, who's the director of Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, one of the coolest places around and associated with the Heinz History Center, which, by the way, is in a Smithsonian affiliate. And we know, after all the years talking to President and CEO Andy Masick, how proud we are of Heinz History Center. So, Dr. Landers, and welcome, David Schofield. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning.
So, for those that can't see on the radio, you are standing near, it looks like a rock formation. Where exactly are you?
We're inside the excavation at the Meadowcroft Rock Shelter, the oldest site of human habitation in North America. We have evidence here of people camping right here at this site 19,000 years ago.
The original Yinzers.
That's right.
So when was this discovered? Because it's been a while, but this is one of the coolest places around for people who have not been yet.
Yeah, the site was discovered back in 1955 by the property owner, a guy by the name of Albert Miller, who was a farmer, but the local historian, amateur archaeologist. He knew that his site was probably used by Native people, and he found a groundhog hole that contained some artifacts, and he enlarged that hole, found more, and decided this should be done professionally. So he contacted some professional archaeologists, and in 1973, the excavation began by the University of Pittsburgh, and Dr. Landers was part of that excavation.
So for our listeners who are unfamiliar with where this is, but lay it out the land for us.
Well, we're in Washington County, just outside the town of Avella, so about 35 miles from where you guys are sitting.
So Dr. Landers, what have we learned about the people who inhabited this site all those years ago, 19,000 years ago?
One of the most important things about Meadowcroft is that it changed the way archaeologists thought about how people and when people entered into North America from across the Bering Land Bridge. And when I was a young student in graduate school, we were taught that people could not have been in North America until after the glaciers melted away 11,000 years ago. Well, when Meadowcroft was starting to be excavated in the 1970s, we started uncovering layers deeper and older, And with the radiocarbon dates and the artifacts that we found together, we were able to start to talk about the peopling of North America as early as 20,000 years ago, with evidence here at Meadowcroft at 19,000 years ago. So it revolutionized the way archaeologists thought about North American archaeology.
Well, what kind of objects are we talking about? Artifacts?
Yeah, what'd you find?
Many different kinds of artifacts, mostly the type of artifacts that were spear points or projectile points, artifacts that were used for scraping hides, artifacts that were used for processing animal remains, because this site was used as a temporary stopping off place, usually in the fall and in the spring, as the hunter and gatherers made their migratory route around the Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio area.
Do we know where these people came from? You mentioned the Bering Strait and how people inhabited North America, and it seemed earlier than they originally thought. Where did these people come from?
Well, from the type of tools that we found here at Meadowcroft, we can compare them to the type of tools that have been found on archaeological sites in Siberia and China at an earlier date and time. So we have a pretty good feel for the fact that the people here in Meadowcroft came from people who came over the original Bering Straits at the middle and to the end of the last ice age.
I got to tell you, watching and seeing where you are on our live stream, I feel like this is sort of a Jurassic Park moment. But people love to visit. Meadowcroft has been such an educational resource for so long. And you just had a sold-out tour yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And people come from all over, not just the immediate Pittsburgh area, to view this because it's that important a historical site.
That's right. It is a National Historic Landmark, and it's known around the world as a significant North American archaeological site.
Well, pretty exciting, and I really appreciate you taking time to be with us on this first day of school for so many, a nice educational opportunity. And I know you have a busy schedule with people wanting to visit. Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. And I should point out that we have one more week of active archaeology going on here. So through Sunday, when visitors come, we're open Wednesday through Sunday. During those hours, they can watch excavation taking place here at the site.
And you can go to HeinzHistoryCenter.org/Meadowcroft to get additional information. Dr. Diane Bainan-Landers, and we appreciate David Schofield. Thank you both. Great stuff.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.